This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty.
And we live and travel full-time in our RV.
And you know what? We are celebrating our 3-year anniversary of being full-time on the road.
3 years.
I know.
And I know what you're thinking. So how much does all that cost? Well, we're going to tell you a little bit later on in the podcast here.
We sure are.
But I'll tell you, I remember leaving Ohio on Sunday, October 18th, 2020. That's when we first started this. And heading west. What an amazing feeling.
Oh, what a great feeling that was, because we arrived in Los Angeles to see our daughter, Mackenzie. We had a campground right on the ocean, right there.
Yep.
The sand, the ocean was right in front of us out our window because it was a pull-in.
It was incredible.
It was amazing. And we were there for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun. It was during COVID, so it wasn't crowded. It was great. There was space all around everybody. It was wonderful.
And what was it? $63 a night? Something
yeah.
like that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, that's why we do this. I mean, that's one of the highs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sure, you get some of the lows and everything. Nothing's perfect all the time. And there's something about your first trip. You never forget it.
Right.
So we get people who will come up to us and say, hey, where are you guys from?
Oh.
Obviously, you're not from this area.
Yeah, and we'll say, oh, we're from Ohio. And the look on their face like, oh, you're from far away. You came a long way.
Yeah. How long are you on vacation? Well,
no.
We're not on vacation. We live and travel full-time in our RV.
Yeah. We haven't been in Ohio for a while.
And we get two reactions.
Yeah.
First one is like, you live in an RV?
Yeah.
Huh? And the second reaction is usually, oh, wow, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
So why do we do this? Well, we're away from the Ohio winters.
Mm-hmm.
Where literally you can be confined to your house.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about this before. It's really not the snow that bothers me, but it was the constant 30, 40 degrees, rainy, cloudy for, you know, months.
Uh-huh.
And that really got to me. But one thing about what we do is we avoid living the same routine. A lot of people call it being in a rut. We are much more active. We're much more engaged. And it's just a lot more stimulating.
Yeah, we're moving around a lot, different places all the time. I love that. Different
yeah.
views out the windows. It's pretty cool.
I'll tell you, you know, we've been to the Midwest, New England, the Atlantic Coast, Pacific Northwest, West Coast, the High Desert, the South, Florida, the Northern states.
Mm-hmm.
It's all different.
Yes, it is.
Now, you had a good observation. When we go over a state line.
Yeah, it's really amazing. For some reason, as soon as you cross a state line, the landscape is different.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's different.
So you got to think, so that's why they put the state line there.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. People are pretty much the same. Most are really great no matter where you go.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something we've noticed. No matter where you go in our country, there's litter.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that disappointing?
Oh, yeah.
And let me assure you that no matter where you go, there are inconsiderate people.
There's that too.
So if you think you're surrounded by inconsiderate people in your area, rest assured it's everywhere.
Yes.
It's crazy. All right, we've lived for 3 years in an RV. How has this lifestyle changed you?
Oh, well, for me, you know, I used to be really shy. I just didn't have any confidence. And I don't know, I'm just like, I'm a new person. I just feel...
You've really changed.
I have, haven't. You can see it, right?
Well, you would never get behind a microphone.
Oh, I know.
When I was on the radio, I was on the radio for all decades.
Oh, I know. I wish you were still on the radio. I'd be right there.
Yeah.
I know. I was always afraid to. There was no way I was going to get... Or on stage. Mm-hmm. You would do things on stage and you'd want me to come up there. And it's like, oh, heck no. I'm not going up there.
So you've really changed.
I have. I have a lot of confidence now. I love meeting people and talking to people. So yeah, it's really done a lot of good for me.
Right.
I'm really happy.
It motivates you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do a lot of things. One thing I've noticed about myself is... It's really lowered my stress level. I feel more free. I'm more laid back with everything. And you know where you used to worry about all the small things? You don't anymore.
Yeah.
It'll all work out.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great attitude to have.
Mm-hmm. That's just like if we're in a campground and we don't like where we are or the neighbors or whatever, we just pack up and go.
Yep, we sure do.
No stress.
Yeah.
But you know what's really interesting is I always used to think that when we retired, we would end up in Florida and buy a place in Florida.
Right.
Because, you know, being in Northeast Ohio, on vacations, that's where we went. We would go to Florida in the winter.
Well, Florida's filled with people from Ohio and Michigan.
Yeah. And New York, you know.
Yeah, and New York,
of course. Yeah. I just go to the Southwest. I never would have thought that I would be doing this.
And that's one of the things that we were going to talk about in a few more minutes here. And that is... You know, trying to get a reservation with your RV in Florida, it's tough.
Oh, I tried.
We're trying to get down to the Keys.
Oh, yeah. I was just, not too long ago, I was trying to make reservations throughout Florida. I couldn't get in anywhere.
Right.
Everything's already booked, like months and months in advance. Yeah. So it's easier to go to the Southwest, Southern California.
Yeah, it
is. It's spread out. There's more room. Mm-hmm. There's more availability. So
because you've got Arizona, you got California,
yes.
You got Nevada, you've got New Mexico, and you've got fantastic weather. You know, some of the negatives, trying to find service, especially quickly.
Right.
What a pain in the butt that can be.
Yeah, if you have something that you need done right away.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, remember when we bought that RV, the brand new one in 2021?
Our second one.
It needed service. There was a recall for the rear axle. Oh my gosh, the hoops we had to jump through just to get it serviced.
Yeah, that was awful.
And of course, the rising price of campgrounds. The huge cost of fuel has been a pain.
Oh yeah.
And one thing that we have learned, always, always book holiday weekends well in advance or you won't get in.
Yeah.
You know, because the weekend warriors.
Oh, in the summer?
Hey, where are we going for Memorial Day? We're going to the park. You
know? Oh, my gosh. The 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
Forget it.
Yeah.
You got to book way in advance or maybe be lucky and get a cancellation at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So what changes have you noticed?
Well, we're seeing younger people do this. We're seeing more families living full-time in their RVs.
Yeah.
We're seeing more people living in their RVs permanently in RV campsites.
Oh, yes, a lot of that.
Another thing that we see a lot of are B-vans.
Uh-huh.
They really have the ability to function in extreme weather conditions. The B-vans are really popular with skiers. And some of the ski resorts call them storm chasers because whenever there's a winter storm, they show up. They go to Vail, Colorado. They go to Mammoth Mountain in California, Utah. You see these B-vans, and it's all the skiers.
Yeah.
But, you know, RV technology is really rapidly changing. RVs are being built better. They're being designed better. And one of the things that I advocate, there should be a 3-year warranty for RVs.
That would be really nice.
Most RVs give you only a 1-year warranty.
When you buy new.
Mm-hmm. And that's not enough.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Time to talk about cost.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody asks us. How much does it cost to do what you do? But I want to precede this by saying it varies. Mm-hmm. There are so many different ways to live full-time and travel in your RV. And we always tell people that, you know, when you're planning to do this or thinking about this, always plan on it being more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So let's break down some of the costs that we have had.
Okay.
One of the big costs we have, campsites.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to stay every night? Think about that. You have to stay somewhere every night.
Okay, before I give you the costs, I've got a tip for you. I actually use Word. You can use Excel or whatever you want, but I keep track of everywhere we have stayed since the day we left in October of 2020. I record the dates, campground name, the city and state, the cost, the total cost, whether it's, you know, 3 days or a week or whatever. And then I put in comments like, did I like it or not like it or what we did there? Kind of like a journal for each place. It's a great reference to go back to at any time. Now, in the last 3 years, we have stayed in just over 250 different places. And that's campgrounds, cracker barrels, like parking lots, boondocking, you name it. And I got to tell you what that cost. Our first year, it was $12,000. The second year was $10,000, just over $10,000. But this last year, our third year, was only $8,000.
Wow.
So that's a difference of $4,000 from that first year.
It sure is.
Now, here's the thing. You know, after the first year, then I kind of really started to...
You learn.
I learned, you know, and I...
You became very savvy at finding campsites, mm-hmm. campgrounds, RV parks.
I used more of my memberships. But this last year, the reason it was so low, we pretty much stayed in one place for about 4 months.
Yeah, we did.
And it didn't cost us much at all. So that really brought that cost down, I would have to say.
Right.
So that averages $10,000 a year for my campgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, maybe to a lot of people, that's a lot. And it probably is. I know there's a lot of boondockers out there. There's a lot of people that do all the state parks.
Right.
And they can go a lot cheaper. But for us, we love our full hookups.
Mm-hmm.
And I like cell service. I don't like to be in the middle of nowhere in a state park with no cell service or whatever.
For me, it's the opposite. Put me way out there in the mountains near a lake. No cell phone? Oh, sorry. So over the course of 3 years, mm-hmm. how much have we spent on campsites altogether?
Around $31,000.
Around $31,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Because I'm going to add something to that $31,000.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about fuel.
Uh-huh.
That's our next big expense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to realize the figures I give you right now are just for the RV. That does not include the fuel costs for the car that we tow, the Jeep Wrangler. Year one, $5,495.
Okay.
Year two, and that's when they boosted the price of fuel through the roof, $8,120. In year three, $5,277. So that comes to about $19,000. And once again, year three, we spent 4 months in one place.
Right.
We didn't have to buy fuel.
Yes.
But if we had to buy fuel, that figure would have been above year two's number.
It definitely would have been higher than years two, yeah.
So if you take $19,000 and you take $31,000, you're about $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
So let's compare this. If you rented an apartment, that would average to about $1,300 a month.
Oh.
What do you get for $1,300 a month nowadays with an apartment?
Oh, right.
One bedroom? Two bedrooms? I think we had more fun than if we rented an apartment.
Plus, you're paying utilities.
Yes.
We don't have to pay for utilities.
Nope, we don't.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting lifestyle when you look at it mathematically.
Right.
Oops, we didn't have to pay property taxes.
Oh, yes, that's right.
We would have paid over $20,000.
Oh, yes.
In 3 years.
That's right.
With our property taxes.
Yeah.
No, thank you. All right, let's talk about where we've been.
Okay.
Nova Scotia. We've been, how many states have we been to?
We've been probably through all the states, but I count the ones that we sleep in.
That's right. You must spend the night in the state for it to count.
Yes.
That's our rule.
Yes. So we've really only done 38 states.
Which is really no big deal because we are in no hurry to add up all the states.
Right. But of course, now there's 12 that we have not. And of course, out of that 12 is Alaska and Hawaii.
Right.
There's no way we could take the RV to Hawaii.
No, that ain't going to happen.
But Alaska, we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We're working on that.
Yeah, but we still need to do Vermont, Connecticut, New Jersey,
right.
Rhode Island, Delaware. So we need to get back up to the East Coast and do all that.
Oh, okay.
And then we've got...
Twist my arm.
Then we've got West Virginia, Alabama,
right.
Mississippi,
yep.
And Kansas.
So like I said, we are in no hurry to rack up all the states.
No.
It's like some people, they go, oh my God, I got to do all the national parks real quick. Boom, 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 boom. It's like, no, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm older now.
Right.
I'm going to take my time.
And if we happen to be driving by a national park, great, let's stop.
Well, I'll tell you, we've really racked those up.
We have lately.
Since we got back on the road after my surgery in September, we hit Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Uh-huh. We went to Yellowstone, Glacier National Park, Crater Lake National Park. I mean, four national parks, but we didn't really plan all of that.
Yeah.
But it worked out so well.
Yeah, it was on our route.
Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of why we do this.
Yes.
Because you can change. You can pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, hey, you know what? We're going to change our route and we're going to go down to Yellowstone.
Yes.
And you can spend as much time there as you want and then head back up and go to Glacier or whatever.
And to be honest, right now at this time of year, I'm kind of winging it.
Yes,
we're making our way down to Palm Springs by a certain date, and I'm just kind of like going along. Oh, let's see, should we stay here for two nights or three or one, you know? And then...
We recently stayed in Lake Tahoe, which was fantastic.
Yes,
that's beautiful. A whole other podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Mammoth Lakes, California.
Yeah.
We just left there.
Yeah.
And that was beautiful.
That was going to be two nights. It ended up being three.
Mm-hmm. And now we're in Bishop, California. And guess where we're staying? We're staying at a casino.
Yeah, we're in a casino right outside the parking lot.
The price is right, and we have full hookups.
But I don't think anybody knows about this because there's nobody here. It's really nice.
Shh.
When we called, he said, you know, you don't make a reservation. Just come in and just pick a spot.
Yeah.
And then come to the office, and we'll, you know, you can pay us.
Right. And I thought, this place is going to be jammed.
And it's a Saturday. Yeah. I thought, oh, it's going to be so full. There's only a handful of spaces here.
Right.
But no, it's like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah, it's Saturday and it's a Halloween weekend.
Yes.
So we lucked out.
In fact, they have a Halloween party tonight at the casino. We have to go check it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Want to see the costumes.
Yeah.
Well, that's our 3 years on the road.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of ups. There have been some downs. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I'd say the good outweighs the bad.
I do too. I agree.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this.
Yes.
And right now, we're out of time. That's it for this episode. We're going to be back next week with another one. Look for us in the Cleveland Plain Dealer newspaper and cleveland.com. We do a monthly column. As a matter of fact, this weekend, ours is coming up. And also, you can catch us on TikTok, Rocking the RV Life, on Twitter, Rocking the RV Life, also Instagram, Rocking the RV Life, mm-hmm. rockingtheRVLife.com, and we're on Facebook under my name, Jeff Kinsbach. So we'll meet you back here next week.
Okay. Now that we're done recording the podcast, you did turn off the record button, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, I'm going to go to the refrigerator and get that bottle of champagne, because we are celebrating our 3-year anniversary of living full-time on the road.
Hold on a second. We're recording this at 10 in the morning.
So? We got to celebrate all day.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.